you go out this corridor where the double doors are, this takes you out to the playground.
Project manager Chuck Smith shows Pre-K4SA board members the play area at the Southside Model Education Center off Southeast Military Drive. But it's all work right now for him and his construction team. Smith says they're facing a big challenge.
Just the speed at which it had to be done. You typically wouldn't build a school as fast as this is being built.
He walks us around to the front, where a giant archway will greet students being dropped off for the day, where they will see a red roof schoolhouse that is anything but typical. This monumental Pre-K4SA program will welcome 700 children in its first year. Half of the students will go here.
We've got classrooms, and then at the other end of the building, at the far end of the building, they've got the administrative offices for the entire program, rather than just the administration for the school itself, administration for the entire program.
And half will attend the Northwest Side Center off Medical Drive. As board member Bob Avar took a stroll through the old Southwest Airlines call center, he said, "This is cool.
It's going to be fun to see it as it gets closer to completion, too, but it's really cool to get to see it as it's a skeleton."
Pre-K4SA's president and CEO Elaine Mendoza says as policy is put into place, the details are being executed. This tour is part of a reality of moving parts only talked about until now.
So we'll be able to pull out, you know, how we're approaching excellence, even in the bricks and mortar.
Bovard expects the buildings to be ready well ahead of the first day of class in August. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.